This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting that Russian forces appear close to capturing all of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, a Kremlin war goal after abandoning its plan to take Kyiv after encountering Ukrainian resistance. Russian forces are closing in on Severodonetsk and nearby Lysychansk in Luhansk province, two key cities still under Ukrainian control. Reuters reports there are conflicting reports about the extent of the Russian advance. A Ukrainian official denies claims that Severodonetsk is surrounded by Russian troops. While many couples in Ukraine were separated in the earlier days of the war, some Ukrainian couples and families in Kharkiv are finally able to reunite as people return to Ukraine's second largest city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At Kharkiv train station, husbands and fathers anxiously wait for the first sight of their loved ones as the train approaches. For many, this is a moment they've been dreaming of for 3 months, but everyone worries troops might try to attack the city again. It's still dangerous, but I wanted to come home, says 50-year-old Tatiana, who had sought sanctuary in Slovakia. She's welcomed by her husband Andrei, who had remained in the city. Slovakians, she adds, had welcomed and treated me well, but it's not the same as being home. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, in a phone call Saturday, asked Russia's Vladimir Putin to release the 2,500 Ukrainian fighters who were holed up inside the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol and who were taken prisoner by Russia. You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website,